Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday, President Biden called for every employee to get paid leave for going to get their vaccination or to recover for when the vaccination made them not feel good. And he had actually, this was, I believe, yesterday, ask employers all across the United States to give workers paid leave to get the vaccine. And he did announce that the U.S. will have administered 200 million coronavirus vaccines by the end of the day. Again, kudos to his administration and the Trump administration for getting more than half of the American population access to the vaccines quicker than anticipated. So I am very impressed with both the Biden administration and Trump administration on getting the vaccines to that degree. But there is a concern that public officials are having, and now employees and employers, on what happens with the remaining people that don't want to get vaccinated. So there's been incentives. I think Kroger offered workers $100 to get vaccinated. They said that did that move, according to Biden. I don't really have the data in front of me, but Biden said Kroger offering workers $100 to get vaccinated pushed the vaccine rate among their associates from 50% to 75%. And honestly, you know, people, most people, they either really don't want it or they want it. I don't think a lot of people are getting bought for $100, you know. But one, though, issue that might be impacting some that are on the fence is they can't take off work. And when they hear that they're going to be feeling crappy for a few days after the shot, they're hesitating. They have no idea how bad they're going to feel because they hear from friends that it kicked their butt. And I mean, for me, was I really down for 2 days? It was on my weekend. Even though I still worked and saw patients through telemedicine, I was still able to function. Could I have done my show? Could I have done it during a work week? Probably. But I was uncomfortable. And for those people who have to be on their feet all day long and have much more difficult jobs than I do, you know, you're going to want to take off a couple days' work. But considering you have two shots to do, that's a lot of leave. And if you don't have any more sick leave, you could be in trouble. So there's going to be instructions, he said, that the IRS will soon post on how employers with fewer than 500 employees can be reimbursed for the cost of providing paid leave for vaccinations. He says every employee should get paid leave to get a shot. Businesses should know that they can provide it without a hit to their bottom line. There's no excuse for not getting it done. So, you know, I'm glad that the IRS is going to allow there to be some sort of reimbursement or tax credit, because a big problem many companies are having right now is they don't have enough people wanting to come back to work. And then if they have staff and that person needs to leave for a few 3-day stints and get paid, It is pretty devastating to a small employer. So, you know, I know some employers were probably groaning when they saw this because, you know, somebody could very easily go, I still don't feel good. I'm still just a little achy. You know, I mean, I've been there. You know, if I could get free leave, you know, I'll probably take it. Getting an extra day off paid leave? Now, I don't know what the cap is. I don't know how many days off you can get for not feeling well. But that is going to be a concern that some employers are going to have, because some people might say they feel bad for a week or two. You know, I actually had symptoms. Everybody talked about it. You know, I had breast pain. I didn't feel right. I felt tired for about a week or two after, but I didn't really attribute it to the vaccine because I thought overall, after a couple days, I was feeling much better. But somebody else could say, yeah, you know what? I'm still tired. So not feeling it, not going to work. So unfortunately, these are real good ideas that get ruined when you have the select few out there that take advantage. And so, you know, I mean, a big issue we have that will, that might be addressed during this administration is paid leave, paid family leave policy, federal. Because one in four American moms returned to work just 10 days after giving birth. I returned 3 days once because I had bills to pay. Now, it wasn't my employer, just I had a business to run. I couldn't be gone, and I just couldn't be home. I was like, okay, you know what? I need to. Esther took the baby with me, had a room that me and hubby could swap with the baby, and then I could at least be at work, start seeing some patients, be there, because the baby sleeps most of the time, first few weeks, so this way I could watch the baby. But yeah, I went back to work in 3 days. If I had a job where I could have months of being able to stay at home and get paid for it, I would. Well, maybe not. I'm a workaholic. But I got to tell you, the free money is nice. So for employers, they know that people are going to want the leave. They're going to, why not? I mean, if you could stay home with your newborn, why not? And it's healthier for the newborn. But then what does the employer do? Well, some people have not been as enthusiastic about it because if they are in the type of industry where if they're gone for a year, out of sight, out of mind, and they don't want to be indirectly discriminated against because they're going to be an employee that is going to be there but then off and then come back and then off. So there's some unspoken, unfortunate attitudes, you know, towards, you know, workers that could be there whenever, beck and call, you know, and because when somebody takes time off, you need that second person. Well, what if that second person is better? Is that second person going to get promoted? So, unfortunately, we're all at a disadvantage, and so we need to kind of figure out where we're the least disadvantaged. I think we're disadvantaged when we are forced to go back to work and leave our kids at daycare, and we can't be there to take care of the baby. But, you know, employers are going to already be cash-strapped. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the CDC has, I think, heard some of the grumblings, especially in Congress, on why are we wearing a mask outside of the house? And why are vaccinated people still required to wear a mask? Now, I've kind of explained it. I know it's not a popular message, but I mean, the vaccine isn't 100%. People are still coughing and spewing and spraying things on each other. I personally believe that some of these stomach bugs that spread throughout the whole family when nobody really touched each other's excrement or food, you know, but might have touched each other's saliva. I mean, when you see like these cruise ships where norovirus just rampantly goes through the whole house. I think there is something that has to do with people's saliva or, you know, people's mouth, the largest orifice in our body, getting exposed somehow. So the reason why the masks never went away is because they felt it provided some protection. And if any public official said you don't have to wear a mask, and then somebody got sick, they would cry all foul. And so, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So the public officials are like, look, would rather you be grumpier with the masks and then rather than, you know, getting sick and blaming us because we didn't make people wear masks. Well, the problem the government is having is, you know, people really want to see the science. And the incentive to get vaccinated was underlyingly suggested that you wouldn't then have to wear a mask. And I don't know who said that. I never heard anybody say that. I never said that. But you could see all over social media, like, guys, if you want to get rid of the mask, get the vaccine. And I think some people were, you know, lying on purpose. They acted like they were experts. They had no medical or epidemiological background or public health, any sort of background. And I saw they were saying, guys, get the vaccines, you don't have to wear the mask. And, like, where did you get that from? Really? Really? So, you know, now the CDC is like, well, we never said that. And people can still get COVID. We're still seeing people get COVID after the vaccine. So, we're still in a pandemic. Numbers are high. But people want answers because people are sick of the mask. And now the pendulum's starting to swing where the government is becoming less trusted. People are thinking, okay, look, you know, maybe we bought into this in March of 2020, but it's April 2021, and you're kidding me. It's hot outside. You want me to wear a mask. I've been wearing the same mask for 12 months. You're telling me it's really protecting against COVID? And then you also have a group of individuals who are getting a little antsy about their immune systems and how if they haven't been around others, and they haven't been bombarded with the daily zillions of pathogens that we get bombarded with when we go outside and when we run into people or we go to school, people are starting to worry what's going to happen with our immune system. So there is a big push and a lot of pressure on the CDC to poop or get off the pot when it comes to masks. So they're going to do baby steps. They're going to look at masks outdoors. All right, so my guess is they're going to be probably optimistic about if you've been vaccinated, you probably don't have to wear a mask outside. Now, I, as a physician, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I wore a mask as a doctor, right, but way before any of this, because I was taking care of a patient that could have had flu, and they could have coughed onto me. And then it's in my respiratory tree. And then I walk into the next room to see that patient. I'm like, hey, how's it going, AUV? I exhale that out onto them. I'm spreading it. So to me, I wanted the barrier. Like, you know, I mean, maybe it's not the most ideal barrier. Maybe it wasn't PPE. But in 2005, 2009, well, 2009 we had swine flu. And, you know, all the other years, I'm like, look, we have enough pathogens out there where I just don't want to make a patient sick. So even if I'm vaccinated, I don't want to, even though I'm vaccinated, have something blown into me and then I exhale it out to somebody else. So technically, if you're standing outside and you're next to somebody that has something and they breathe it onto you, yeah, if they're not wearing a mask, you're not wearing a mask, there's going to be a higher risk of you catching it. But where this topic will have to go is, are we going to go back to pre-COVID and say, I'm okay with somebody coughing on me? I mean, we were never okay with it, but we would stand in a line to get ice cream at a mall with 20 people surrounding us, and kids kind of pushing so they could go up, you know, and see the ice cream, go, Mommy, I want this, I want this. And you're like, oh, what a cute kid. And you better not be trying to take us. You know, and you're around all these people, and we're not thinking about it. We know some of them could be sick, but we're like, you know what? It's building our immune system. If I get sick, you know, I'll stay away from others. And we just lived with the fact that we are going to be around other people that can make us sick. My dog, if my dog wants me up because she wants eats, She is going to do lick, and she's going to lick me on my mouth. She do kissy mouth. And, you know, because she knows that's how to wake me up, because I'm really sensitive here, so she can be like, what are you doing? And so she will put germs on my mouth. I mean, there's no way to escape. No, I'm not going to wear a mask to bed. But there's just no way to escape germs around other people. So it is going to take the CDC to almost backpedal and almost reverse some of their logic for the masks, for them to say, you guys could be outside and wear masks. Now, how do they save face? How do any public officials save face throughout this whole time with what happened with the masks and the social distancing and all that? Well, they could say, look, the risk is out there. At your own risk. Yep. The mask will provide a barrier, but we aren't going to mandate. They might have to make a move similar to what Texas did and what Iowa did. They go, look, if you guys want to wear the mask, it's on you, but we're not going to make a law. We're not going to force it. We're not going to have government intrude onto your liberties. But realize you can still get sick out there. And that's probably going to be the transition that needs to start in order for us to be able to go outside without a mask or to be able to be around others. Now, just because you're vaccinated, can you not get COVID again? Of course you could get COVID again. We see this with the P1 variant. We're concerned about what's happening with the India variant that's affecting at least 300,000 people a day in that country. You know, we're worried about the South African variant. So we know that being vaccinated isn't 100%, which is why the CDC will not be able to technically say, if you're vaccinated, no mask. They can't say that because we have variants and because there's flu. There's all sorts of other respiratory issues. We have people sneezing and coughing with allergies. They're going to sneeze on you. But in order for the CDC to not look like hypocrites, they'll probably say, look, your risk is lower. If you don't want to wear the mask, we will not encourage there being laws against it. But keep in mind, COVID's still out there. Variants are still out there. You could still get sick. And honestly, the government is in a tight position. They really are. Because honestly, COVID was scary, and it took out hospitals. It took out, you know, thousands upon hundreds of thousands of people. It was a very, very scary time. And so they had to push this message that you had to wear a mask, and government officials had to say mask, mask, mask. In fact, in Nevada, if we open up June 1st, still going to include a mask. Again, my only problem with it is then give everybody the good mask. The N95 respirator we know works. Not some of these things, you know, where people kind of go like this. Go, okay, I'm good. No, you're not good. So I predict the CDC is going to give us something. I predict they're going to say, look, if you're vaccinated, we're not going to require that you wear a mask. Now, mind you, there's going to be some people going, are you kidding me? So those of us non-vaccinated are now like wearing the scarlet letter. So those of us with a mask are going to look like we didn't choose a vaccine. Well, no, because you have a lot of people that will still wear masks. I have friends. They'll still wear masks. They wipe the masks. They like it. And honestly, if I don't have gum and I ate something with garlic for lunch, I'm going to wear a mask. And I'll blame it on COVID. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to get COVID. But it's because I don't have any gum and I don't want you to smell my breath. Or if I have a piece of food stuck in my teeth and I can't get to it because my nails are too thick, I'm going to wear a mask because I don't smile. Food in my teeth. So, you know, personally, I believe that the masks outdoors, if you are in the midst of a pandemic, do help. But at some point, we have to, as the human race, say, okay, we're going to start slowly becoming exposed to the outside world again. Because I don't know if our immune systems are getting hurt by not having more benign exposures. 1-877-DR-1000 and going.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back,
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says governments and businesses need to step up and lead in the global fight against climate change. Biden announcing the U.S. financial plan to tackle climate change.
We are issuing America's first ever international climate finance plan. This plan represents our vision for financing the global climate response in a coordinated way.
Biden hosting a global summit on climate change, also noting the growing costs of extreme weather events around the world. A group of Republican senators is releasing an outline of a $568 billion infrastructure plan, putting out a nearer alternative to the president's $2.3 trillion proposal. Democrats on the Hill already scoffing at the plan, saying it is way too small. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Defense Ministry is ordering its troops to begin withdrawing from the Ukrainian border in a move that could help defuse tension with Kiev and the West. The order comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin warned adversaries that Moscow would deliver a swift and harsh response to any foreign threat amid a vast buildup of forces near its border with eastern Ukraine. NBA star LeBron James is being criticized for a now-deleted tweet. James had posted the photo of the police officer involved in the shooting of a 16-year-old knife-wielding black girl in Ohio, with the caption, "You're next." The tweet got backlash from the National Fraternal Order of Police and Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
This is a pattern where the left consistently goes after, attacks, and demonizes police officers, and they do so often before the facts are known. Their immediate reaction, whenever there's an incident, is the police officer's in the wrong.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dolly issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys are having trouble trying to drop some of the coronavirus weight? I didn't originally gain any weight. I was exercising a lot. I had all this extra free time. It's fantastic. Yeah. I wasn't eating out. I wasn't going to movies, so no popcorn. And then I think what happened is my hormones changed. In my neck of the woods, we weren't supposed to be at parks. The parks were closed. You couldn't go to the national, federal lands to go hiking and things like that. And then the summer hit, so we kind of stayed more indoors. I didn't travel, go on the hikes or tours that I usually do with travel. didn't swim as much, and then I did gain some weight. I gained about 10, 15 pounds. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I've lost about 10 of them, and I'm really frustrated because I just, you know, also with hormones and when you're perimenopausal, it's just not easy to lose. But I'm going to try something different, and it's not a product. I'm not going to sell a product. No, no, not talking about that. But I'm going to try something different because many of you have reached out, and you're like, you're exercising. You're watching what you eat. The weight's not coming off. And I have to be honest with you. In my greater than 40 plus years of experience with my butt and dieting, and well, I really didn't start dieting until high school. It works. Diets work very differently on what age you are, on what activity you are, what foods you're choosing, and you cannot all diets work for everybody. Remember I told you guys one thing I tried to do to lose weight was like, I'm cutting back meat. I am done with meat. Well, what did I do was I tried to become vegetarian. I went to the carbs. I noticed I gained more. So for me, I have to be low carb. I don't think it's healthy to eat a lot of meat, but I have to be low carb. Well, if I'm going to be low carb, I'm sorry, tofu's not going to cut it. So one thing I am going to do is, and I talked about this a while back, and I haven't done it yet, because I started losing weight anyway. I've been exercising more, but for me to lose weight, I really have to eat less. And I've tried everything. You know, eat more vegetables. I do eat more vegetables, doesn't matter the weight. My metabolism is so slow. You know, eat less carbs, eat less sugar. And I do it, not much change. But when I hardly eat, when my dinner is like a one-quarter bowl of cereal, I notice I'll start being a pound or two lighter the next day. And I don't want to skip meals. Skipping meals is, I think, bad. I think skipping meals puts you at risk for diabetes. Intermittent fasting works for many, but it could, unfortunately, exacerbate some conditions that some of us might be predilected for. So for me and my family, those that got diabetes were the ones that only ate one meal a day. I remember my father would never eat breakfast, hardly eat lunch, but dinner time would be his one meal a day. Well, he ended up getting diabetes. It wasn't bad diabetes. His cholesterol wasn't too high, but that one meal a day, and he really wasn't into sweets, still died of a heart attack. So in my family, we all get diabetes. And it's not because we're eating multiple small meals a day. It's because they were only eating one meal a day. So I can't do the intermittent fasting. I have to, with my body, if I want to make sure I'm treating my insulin right, this is for me. For you, intermittent fasting might work, but for me, it has to be little bits. So what I notice I need to do, I think I've always known this, but I didn't know how to do it, is I need to retrain my mind to be avulsed and be disgusted by food. I have to lose my appetite. There's a big difference between hunger and appetite. Hunger is where you haven't eaten for a day or two. You know, I don't know if you've ever fasted, so I have to fast for Yom Kippur once a year. You don't get hungry. You don't really get hungry when you fast. I don't even have an appetite. In fact, when it's time to eat, I could go another hour or two easy. And it's the 25-hour fast. But I need water because I'm getting a headache. I start to kind of feel ill, so I eat. But the hunger goes away. So what you need to do is when you do feel hunger, you almost need to retrain your mind as good. Good. I'm losing weight. Keep it up. Bring it. Bring it. And then you need a distractor. You need something that while you're hungry, you could do while you're hungry. Now, the reason why this hasn't worked for me is because I work all the time. When I get off air, I'm then seeing patients. I can't be distracted by being hungry or being tired. So I eat to keep my energy up. But if there's something else I could do that's stimulatory, that'll get my mind off the eats when I'm hungry, or turned off, where I look at something so grotesque, so disgusting, that I don't want to eat, I could then maybe prolong that craving. And you might not think it's a craving, but hunger is a type of craving. So you might have to find the most disgusting picture. Now, I remember in the 80s and 90s, they said, take a picture of yourself. It's like, thank you. They go, no. Take a picture of yourself. And I'm like, okay, well, let me do a selfie. No. It has to be the worst picture of you ever. The worst picture of you in a bikini. And look at it. And every time you want to eat, look at that picture. Well, I don't want there to be any sort of digital footprint, right, or any sort of historical documentation of me looking overweight, so I'm not going to do that. But they got a point. Okay, then fine. Then maybe have a picture that you're going to immediately pop up of somebody's cellulite, of somebody's yeast infection between skin folds, of, you know, something that will turn you off going, you know what, I think I could skip the sandwich. And then I'm going to have a bunch of celery sticks all over the house, where if I do get hungry, I'm going to stick a piece of celery in my mouth. And if you really look at the skinny people and what they do, it is a mindset. They will look at a piece of sugar and go, nah, somebody brought cupcakes to the studio. I have a whole box of cupcakes right next to the whole, can you hear them? This is a whole box of nothing but cakes, right? I'm looking at it. I don't want one. So there's something to the mind games that you could play to make you not want to eat something or not want to crave. Because every sip of a soda or every you know, little snack of a candy, those all add up. And the other thing, too, is foods like sugar or beef jerky or things with preservatives could also trigger your metabolism to slow. So you need to have metabolism-inducing foods around, like vegetables, that will hopefully get your energy up, give you some vitamins, and give you that boost. Now, for some people, that might be just, they wouldn't be ready for that. Okay, well, what about maybe a healthy smoothie? If you need to have something in your mouth, then maybe you could suck on a vegetable smoothie that tastes good. But then that's your meal. And make it super thick, so you drink it super slow. But we have to, if we want to lose weight, all right, not only exercise, and many of us do exercise, but we got to exercise good. It can't just be, taking the dog out for a 20-minute walk. It's got to be more than that. We have to cut the calories. We have to cut the sugar. We have to eat healthy. We have to eat regular meals. We have to not let our body think it's starving. If your body thinks it's starving, it's going to slow down metabolism. But you got to hydrate with water. You have to eat when you need the nutrition. But you got to figure out how to turn yourself off of any cravings. So start finding your most disgusting picture and send it to me. At drdahlia.com, send it to me. I would love to see your picture because maybe I could use it too when I try to lose weight. The 1-877-DrDahlia.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know how I didn't know this, but I guess Game of Thrones, one of, I think, the most amazing series ever, except for the last season, Game of Thrones is going to have a prequel, and it looks like they have a bunch of spinoffs in the works. I had no idea. So I am pretty excited about this because I thought Game of Thrones was fantastic. And I mean, honestly, when this is running, it makes sense because, you know, now if you look at movies, people are having trouble coming up with new and inventive ways to make stories. So what are they doing? They're going back and they're bringing back Superman. Or they're doing another Batman movie. Or they are Little Women. I think they did another movie on Little Women. So, you know, the stories keep being rehashed. So if you have one of the most popular series in all of history, and fans are upset, they want the whole last season redone, might as well make some money on it. So there's no doubt. So for those of you that are up on this, you could kind of not listen. But, I mean, for me, this was news to me. So apparently the prequel is called House of the Dragon, right? Am I right about this? House of the Dragon. Well, and I guess the House of the Dragon is supposed to, if I could make them correctly. That's going to be a spinoff. I don't know if that's going to be the prequel. They say it's a spinoff, and it looks at the Targaryen family history. This is based on the book Fire and Blood, and it's set 170 years before Ned Stark went to King's Landing. It stinks because I really like the Game of Thrones stars, but Ned Stark is awesome, but they only use him, oh, I don't want to say, yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you, but Ned Stark obviously can't be in the prequel then, but anyway, so it's 170 years before Ned Stark and his deal. And the House of Dragons is going to focus on the Targaryen Civil War, known as the Dance of Dragons. They're going to have some pretty big stars like Olivia Cooke, Emma D'Arcy, Matt Smith. So House of Dragons looks like going to be pretty good. My guess is it's going to be a dragon. They say there's going to be a King Versailles I Targaryen. I don't know. Whatever. He was supposed to be the warm and decent king. His death sparks this family strife. Conflict splits Westeros into two halves. And then you have a princess, and I'm not sure. But anyway, I don't think there's any dragons in that one, but it looks like that's in the works. Then they're going to have the Tales of Dunk and Egg. I like Egg, all right? Dunk, based on the novels The Hedge Knight, the Sworn Sword, and The Mystery Knight, it is set 90 years before the events of Game of Thrones, and it is going to follow Sir Duncan the Tall, a hedge knight, and his squire, Egg. Now, I don't know if we were really excited with that portion of the Game of Thrones, but, you know, if it is Game of Thrones-ish, and if they make it really, really well, it's good. I think it's going to be the same producer. And, so Dunk and Egg. Then there's going to be the Nymeria Project. So, Arya Stark named her wolf Nymeria. Right? Remember the big wolf? Okay. And the name was a reference to a warrior queen, and ancestor to House Martell, who founded the kingdom of Dorne. I don't know. This is set 1,000 years before Game of Thrones. So now they're going to work on that. It's called the Nymeria Project. So that's interesting. Then there's going to be another one called Nine Voyages. So in the hands of Rome and Gotham director Bruno Heller, Nine Voyages is going to follow Lord Corlys Velaryon. I don't know. And so he's going to appear in House of the Dragon, but then they're probably also going to link it to this Nine Voyages show. And then there's supposed to be a lot of money being made, whatever. There's also going to be something called Flea Bottom. Not making this up. It's coming from Den of Geek. Say Flea Bottom. Flea Bottom is supposed to capture the lives and stories of the common people living in King's Landing's poorest district. So, I guess you're going to look at what the citizens do, and maybe there might be, you know, everything's been all about the kings and the rich and all that and the queens. So it'll be interesting to look at that, but it's called Flea Bottom. Then there's going to be an untitled animated series. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Whenever they make a cartoon, no. Oh, no. So apparently they're going to make a cartoon, Game of Thrones, and I'm not sure what the story's going to be. And then there's going to be another one called Abandoned the Long Night. Now, this might be the first of the spinoff. The Long Night, I guess, set in the Age of Heroes, thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones. And the Long Night, I guess, is, maybe the pilot was started, and it might not be moving forward. It might not have looked that good. It was abandoned. I'm sorry. The Long Night was it, and it was abandoned because it stunk. All right. So good. So, you know, who was successful at all of these prequels and coming up with these side stories? Star Wars. Star Wars is still making bucks. look, with Mandalorian and all that, the problem is for somebody like me who's middle-aged, I'm a little confused. So I'm not really up on the whole timeline. Star Wars made money, but I think they kind of hurt themselves a little bit. Because when you bring up Star Wars to me, the first thing I think of is cool. But then the next I think is, okay, well, you know, it got ruined. Now, mind you, every movie I've enjoyed, but you have younger people going, I don't get why is Star Wars such a big deal? And I go, because you don't understand. In the 80s, it was huge. Well, it started in the 70s. It was huge. It was phenomenal. It was groundbreaking. So people that see Star Wars now are like, oh, yeah, I guess it's cool. And it's like, no. Star Wars was never supposed to be in that league. Star Wars was always supposed to be in a league of its own as being one of the coolest, most futuristic, most technologically done cinematography, and it's kind of wasted on a lot of the younger ones who are all excited about Baby Yoda. Me too. The only reason why I've been watching Mandalorian is because of that Baby Yoda looking thing. Gregor, or whatever they call him. And I get really confused because they try to talk about all the characters and I don't know who they're talking about. Yet, my son watches Clone Wars. I mean, he's like, oh, that's the Sith Lord, and that's this guy, and this guy, and this guy, and he knows them all. So my son's really into it. My other son is like, that's okay. So Gen Zs are a little bit mixed on this. And so for those of us, maybe Xers and Millennials and Zs who really liked Game of Thrones and were like, whoa. Now with all these prequels and sequels, if at all they mess it up, if at all they look like they're just trying to make money, you know, or they're trying to milk it, hey, that's a problem. You know, one thing I do suggest is if they did can a pilot that didn't go well, I can anything that is not going to have the same degree. So Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings to me is also epic. Lord of the Rings is in a class of its own. Now, they did The Hobbit, which was good, but it was nowhere near as good as Lord of the Rings. So, unfortunately, they didn't ruin it at all, but you need to be very, very careful because you don't want somebody to say, okay, been there, done that. I mean, Game of Thrones was iconic, but it did leave a lot to be desired, and there is so much more they could do. So going back to the prequel and building up the stories and those wars work. Why did Game of Thrones work? Well, because it had something for everybody. It had the war, it had armor, it had war strategy, it had monsters, it had dragons, it had sex, it had beautiful people. It basically hit anybody wanted, like, you know, any sort of topic highlighted in it. Game of Thrones did it. It even included incest. I mean, any sort of topic, it was in there. Women rule. So I don't know, just if I could caution the Game of Thrones people, please, if you are going to do this, make it good. I'll be the first to watch, but please don't screw this up. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.